The Georgia Radio Reading Service now presents your Disability Rights Youth Update for October 2017.
Medicaid is described as a government insurance program for people whose income and resources are insufficient to pay for health care. There are over 68 million people enrolled in Medicaid in the U.S. In addition to Medicaid, there are also Medicaid waiver programs. These programs specifically help to provide services to people who would otherwise be in an institution, nursing home, or hospital to receive long-term care in the community. Every person that receives a Medicaid waiver is assigned a case manager. At Disability Link, the Metro Atlanta Center for Independent Living, we have Independent Care Waiver Program, or ICWP, case managers as part of our regular staff, which is just one kind of Medicaid waiver. With me today, I have Katie Johnson and Indira Paul, both of whom are ICWP case managers at Disability Link. How is ICWP different from other waivers?
ICWP waiver, which means Independent Care Waiver Program, gives more personal attendant hours than the other waivers. It also gives more medical supplies than other waivers.
Can youth be provided care under ICWP? If not, what Medicaid waivers can youth receive?
The ICWP waiver is for individuals from age 22 to 64, but if you're on it before 64, you can have it for your lifetime. The other waivers that are available to youth include the Katie Beckett waiver for children with significant physical disabilities.
What is consumer-directed care?
Consumer-directed care is just that. The consumer is able to direct their own care. That means hiring and firing those that you want to work with, as well as keeping an employment record. So basically, you're the boss.
How do individuals know if they are eligible for ICWP?
An individual is eligible for ICWP if they meet nursing home level care requirements. So basically having a significant physical disability, but you don't want to live in a nursing home, you would like to live in the community. If you would like more information about the intake process, you can contact the Georgia Medical Care Foundation at 678-527-3000.
And finally, what are the responsibilities of case managers?
The responsibilities of case managers in the ICWP program is to make sure that clients/consumers are receiving all benefits in the care plan, which includes making sure that they have personal attendance daily and making sure that they have their supplies and they're on time, and just making sure that their health and environment is safe.
To learn more about the ICWP program at Disability Link, you can call the main office at 404-687-8890, extension 105 for Katie and 101 for Indira. For more youth opportunities, please join us for our monthly youth group meetings the second Thursday of every month from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Disability Link in Tucker, Georgia.
Disability Rights Update is the who, what, where, when, and how of advocating for your rights, and brought to you by Disability Link, a grassroots, not-for-profit, peer-led center for independent living. Please contact Disability Link at www.disabilitylink.org or call 404-687-8890. For the Georgia Radio Reading Service, I'm Meg Scalise.